more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS is live and Lansing with Michael Cohen and the Capital City Recap.
Good evening. It is Wednesday. I am Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin, and this is 1320 WILS, 27 right now. Tonight we're getting down to 17. I should note tomorrow, high of 33, a low of 24. And then everything changes. On Friday, we get up to 48 as a high. And Saturday and Sunday, both days, fully sunny. Highs in the high 50s. Imagine that. Perfect weekend to finally get out and enjoy the weather. Tonight, we'll hear from the author of the new book, The Campus Rape Frenzy. We've heard a lot about sexual assault on campuses like MSU. But the author of this book says there's a whole different side to this story. He'll be here to tell us all about it and the attack on due process at America's universities. We'll also talk about Donald Trump and the way he's being covered by the media. At this point, it looks like we're just days away from the press announcing that Donald Trump should be impeached. If you've been watching the news, we'll get a sense of why they're reporting things the way they are. Do we have Mort on the line, Solomon? Oh, we're going to get him now? Okay, let's. We're going to start the show, and I'll introduce him while we're getting him on the line with the president of the Zionist Organization of America, Mort Klein. We're going to talk about, well, what happened today in the White House. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu holding a press conference with President Trump. Mort, great to have you on WILS. I think you're there, or maybe not. So let me, Solomon, if you can get him on. I don't think he's there. Or maybe he doesn't want to talk tonight, one or the other. But what happened was, let's get to the crux of it. President Trump said something that really has not been said by any other president, at least not the way he said it today. And what he said is that, quote, "I'm looking at a two-state or one-state solution." He says, quote, "I'd be very happy with one that both parties like, and I can live with either one." This after decades of presidents saying they are committed to a two-state solution. Mort Klein with us, president of the Zionist Organization of America. Hey, Mort, great to have you on WILS.
Great to be with you, as always.
Hey, Mort, what did you think of President Trump actually saying that, you know, we could end up with a one-state solution? Who really knows?
Look, I think President Trump was fabulous today. He said, "Our interest is peace, not necessarily a Palestinian state," because he said he knows right now this will be a Hamas Fatah terrorist regime. So there has to be other solutions rather than the state, which would be a mistake. And he's also said he will not impose a solution on Israel, that Israel has to work this out with the Palestinians, and America will help.
Right. So, he even said a solution would involve other players in the Middle East, other allies. What is he talking about there? What kind of vision does he have?
He's talking about Saudi Arabia and some other Arab countries now have gotten closer to Israel because of their mutual joint fear of Iran, because of the terrible deal that Obama gave us, that gave Iran $150 billion of a regime that funds more terrorism than anyone on earth, and their interest in getting a nuclear weapon. Because these Arab countries are afraid of Iran, they're working with Israel to see what they can do to stop Iran from getting nuclear weapons. And because of that, the new relationship, they may be interested in promoting that the Palestinian Authority might change their ways, act differently, and actually move toward peace. So that's what he's talking about, that Israel's gotten closer to these countries because of their mutual fear of the Islamic terrorist regime of Iran.
So, I mean, how would Saudi Arabia get the Palestinians to accept the presence of Israel? How's that possible?
Saudi Arabia is one of the wealthiest Arab countries. They're highly respected. When they take a position, much of the Middle East will go along with it. Plus, they actually provide funds also for the Palestinian Authority, as do others. So that would be a highly important country to tell the Palestinian Authority publicly, if they do, or even privately, "We want you to do A, B, and C. Enough of this nonsense." No. They can have great influence. They've proposed resolutions in the past, bad resolutions. Now we hope they'll propose a good resolution that will pressure the Palestinian Authority to do the right thing.
We're talking to Mort Klein. He's the president of the Zionist Organization of America. And one thing that came up today Benjamin Netanyahu talked about it. The president talked about it. The fact that the Palestinians are teaching their young people to hate Israel, they're encouraging them to murder Israelis and Jews. How is that going to be changed, Mort?
I mean, it's just unbelievable. This is a Nazi-like regime. In their schools, in their media, in their speeches, their sermons in the mosques, they promote murdering Jews, by the way, harming Christians as well, and promoting violence, and to destroying Israel. They teach them that from a young age. They pay salaries to the families of Jew killers, of murderers, salaries for the rest of their lives to families of terrorists who have murdered Jewish people, and even some Christian people, frankly.
So, how do you change that when something is that embedded, when it's actually drilled into young children? How do you deal with that?
Well, that's where the Europeans, who provide enormous funds for Palestinian Authority, and America. We give the Palestinian Authority $600 million a year of taxpayer money. We have to tell them, unless you change your textbooks, change your speeches, stop naming schools and streets and sports teams after killers, we're going to stop giving you $600 million a year. And they're going to have to make that decision. They're going to know that their lives will be wrecked without our money, without European money. That's how you get them to change, especially if we can get Saudi Arabia and other Arab countries to tell them to transform their culture into a civilized one as opposed to a terrorist one.
President Trump was also asked today by journalists about his plans to move the embassy to Jerusalem. What will the impact of that be?
President Trump understands now, I know this, Jerusalem is not holy to Muslims. The word Jerusalem is never in the holy Islamic book of Quran. No Arab leader visited eastern Jerusalem when they controlled it. And so Trump now realizes this is a nonsensical issue because the Arabs have no rights to Jerusalem at all. And if they move the embassy and if there's any terrorism, this administration, our administration in America, is going to allow Israel to do whatever needs to be done to put it down. And the Arabs are going to know this. They're going to know terrorism will not be dealt with kindly. So I think it's very important to send the message to the Palestinian Authority that Jerusalem is the undivided capital of Israel. It's never been holy to the Muslims, so stop this nonsense of saying how important it is to you. That's simply a way to get the heart and soul of the Jewish people's capital, Jerusalem, away from them.
But we've seen these knife attacks on Israelis, you know, this campaign to basically run up and stab Israelis by Palestinians. I mean, if we do that, do you imagine another type of campaign like that occurring then?
Look, they're trying to kill Israelis every day anyway. If they start to see they're going to get nothing from their terrorism, that's when terrorism will start to subside. If we move the embassy, the message will be your terrorism doesn't intimidate Israel or America, and you're going to get nothing. In fact, we're going to let Israel deal with you in the strong, harsh way to stop, put down the terrorism. That's the only way. When they realize terrorism doesn't pay, that's when terrorism is going to decline.
Now, I should note one last thing. President Trump did address the settlements in the West Bank, and he told Benjamin Netanyahu during the press conference, quote, I'd like to see you hold back on settlements for a little bit. What did you make of that?
Here's where the President Trump's misinformed. The settlements, the Jewish communities in the West Bank, comprise 2% of all of the West Bank. That's it. Israel's not built a single new settlement since 1993. Zero. Any building that's occurred is within the borders of the existing towns that were there in 93. And there's not been a new one since. In fact, the last 3 years, Netanyahu, Israel, hasn't built any homes even within the settlements. There's been a freeze on settlements for 3 years. But look, Trump only a couple of weeks ago said that he recognizes the settlements are not an impediment to peace. The impediment is that the Arabs refuse to negotiate. They won't sit down. For 8 years, they've not sat down. They refuse to accept Israel as a Jewish state, and they refuse to end incitement.
Now,
that's why there's no peace.
More, one last thing. The Palestinians, when they say, look, we can't really have a state of our own if there are all these settlements in the West Bank, what do you say to them?
No, but I just said the settlements are all, that's a lie. Only 2% of the West Bank are where the settlements are. 2%. 98% of the West Bank, there's no Jews living there. So this is one of the lies that the media perpetrates. This is fake news. Look, they were offered a state in 2000 and 2008. There's been almost no new building since then, and they turned it down both times. They turned it down because they won't say, we accept Israel as a Jewish state, no further claims. So, the settlements that are there have no impact on a potential state, if in fact that's what will happen in the future.
Okay.
None.
Ultimately, then, to get the Palestinians to change their position to accept Israel, what is that really going to take in your view?
It's going to take for Europe and especially America to say, no more $600 million from us. We'll support Israel in every way possible. You will get nothing unless you change your culture,
really?
You change your textbooks, you change your speeches. When they see that, that they're going to become totally broke, no money forthcoming and no support, then they'll have to make a real decision as to whether they want to live in peace.
What about Iran and Saudi Arabia? Do they not provide money to the Palestinians also?
Yes, they do. And Saudi Arabia, we hope, will start to make it clear to the Palestinian Authority they have to change now that they have better relations, Saudi Arabia does with Israel. Iran is a disaster. Iran is an Arab Nazi state whose goal is to Islamicize the whole world, take over the world, kill as many non-Muslims as possible. And that's why they want nuclear weapons. That's why we can't allow. That's why the deal that Obama made was the worst deal America's ever made. It's pure evil.
Yeah, that didn't really come up. And in fact, with General Flynn now no longer there, some say that that focus won't be as much on the table. Hey, Mort Klein, president of the Zionist Organization of America here on WILS. Thank you, Mort.
Thank you. You can learn more about what we say on ZOA.org, our website. Thank you.
Yep, ZOA.org, Mort Klein, the Zionist Organization of America.